And time today for Tech Talk, as we are joined by Scott Mote, the owner of Computers and Beyond, located here on East College Drive in Marshall. And Scott, glad to have you back with us today. We're excited about a new release of Windows that's just around the corner. And of course, Windows 8 is the latest. So you would think maybe Windows 9? No, Windows 10 is the new Windows, right?
Exactly. They decided to go all out and skip a version. So Windows 10 is the new version coming out.
Okay, well, we're excited about it. And, of course, a lot of people, maybe weren't quite as fond of Windows 8 as they were hoping they might be. And some people really didn't mind Windows 7 too much. And this really takes the best of both of those versions, puts them together, and then adds some cool new stuff to it, doesn't it?
It does. You know, a lot of people listen to the response that people had about things they liked and didn't like with Windows 8, and they made a lot of modifications in 10 to try to satisfy more people. I have a developer's copy of it, and it's actually I'm pretty happy with it so far. It's still being tested, though, so okay. There's maybe lots of things changing. But
okay. And one of the things that, you know, working the phones and the tablets and the Xbox and the computer, all working that together, it's nice to see that they're doing some more things with that.
Yes, the idea of Windows 10 is that they're going to have one Windows that works with your phone, with your tablet, with your Xbox, with your computer. And there'll be universal apps that will be available that will work on all these devices. And they'll be customized and tailored to that. If you have it on a smaller screen like a phone, the app will work, look differently on that so it fits the phone better. And then it'll have a different type of display for the computer, but still it's the same app. So that's something that they're working with their developers, developing these apps to do.
Okay. Let's talk about the start and the search and all those kind of normal things that you're used to with Windows, because there's some cool stuff that they've done with that.
Exactly. You know, one of the areas that was fairly controversial with Windows 8 is when you clicked on what was the start menu before, it comes up to a full screen of your tiles on the screen, which was called the Metro interface. And some people really liked it, some people not so much. What they've done now is you click on that little button and it actually has a screen that's more similar to what Windows 7 is on the left-hand side, but in a smaller window that still looks like just a big start box, it has the little mini version of the Metro interface. And if you really like that old interface, there's a full screen option that you can make it more like Windows 8 was. So it kind of helps, you know, whichever you're used to and like, it'll work for you there. So
okay. One of the cool things about Windows 7 that I really liked is you drag a window to the side and it pops it up in half the screen, gave you the other half to work with. You drag another one over to the other side and it would pop up. This Windows 10 really takes that a step further, maybe two steps even.
Exactly. So a couple things. If you're dragging your screen, your window over to, let's say, the right-hand side of the screen, and not only does it make it half the screen, but all your other apps that are currently open, all your other windows that are currently open, will show up on the left-hand side then, and it'll, you can select which one you want to put on the other half of the screen, and that's kind of cool. Another thing they've done to modify that is if you move the window over to the very corner of the screen, so let's say the upper right-hand corner we use as an example, it'll make a quarter screen then of that app. So some things they've done to improve that feature that they had in Windows 7.
Okay. Well, we talked about the search, the Cortana. Let's go back to that and tell folks what Cortana is and how it's going to be really useful for them.
Sure. Cortana, you may have seen it on some of the TV commercials, on some of the tablets and phones that are out there, but it's a product that you can speak to this device, whether it's a computer or a phone or whatever, and it'll give you answers in a vocal response to the questions you ask. And you know, you can do web searches, you can do, you know, all kinds of different things. You can in fact, on the computer, you can set it up so if you just say, "Hey Cortana, what is the price of Microsoft stock today?" and it'll whatever you're in, it'll all of a sudden come up with a little window and speak to you. Ah, it's the stock prices, you know, whatever it is, and show you a little bit of a graph on the screen, and it's kind of cool.
Okay, that's neat. Something new there. Something new also that is the Continuum. Let's talk about that as that mode continues to evolve.
Sure. So a few things with that. The idea of Continuum is it can be designed, one IOP can be designed for these different types of units, and it also, if you make a window much smaller on your screen, let's say for settings, for instance, it'll automatically change it to a list of settings versus, you know, the nice little pictures and icons for the settings. And it'll do that. It'll change how it displays it depending on those different devices, and kind of goes towards what we were talking a little bit earlier on. But there's also, you know, the tablet mode on here too. So people who have a tablet, and that's why Windows 8 was like what it was, where you'd have those full screen apps, because the tablets, it's easier to work with those types of things on a full screen. So if you choose tablet mode, or the computer will automatically usually sense that it is in tablet mode, then you'll have the normal full screen mode, and you won't have these little mini windows that are a little harder to use with your fingers if you're touching the screen. And if you really like it on your PC, you can, and you don't have a touch screen, you can definitely turn that on. It's an option you can select.
Okay, and you want to talk about the Xbox side of it?
Sure.
Where do you want to jump from there?
Sure. You know, I can talk a little bit about the browser, and then we can go to the Xbox after.
Oh, the browser. So. Sure. Yep. Okay.
I didn't do a good job at organizing this, but
no, it's all right.
One other thing that Microsoft is doing is they're completely redoing their internet browser. So we're all familiar with Internet Explorer. Well, there's going to be a new browser, and we don't know if it's going to be called Internet Explorer or if it's something else. Right now, they've codenamed it Project Spartan, and it's a complete redesign. It has a new interface. It has a new rendering engine. It has these different modes, one called reader mode, one called note-taking mode. There's built-in PDF support right into the browser, so you don't have to have a third-party application to support PDFs. And it has integration with Cortana, so the vocal searches and so on can all be done through it. And that, unfortunately, is not on the Windows 10 previews yet, so I have not seen it. These are just things I've read about.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about those folks that have the Xbox and how that can work together with this Windows 10 version.
Yes. So some cool things about there's something called Xbox mode that's going to be with Windows 10. And it actually will work with your Xbox, and you'll actually have a game DVR mode on it. So you'll be able to see the last 30 seconds of a game that you're playing on your Xbox on your computer. And then you can share that with your friends. So if you whip this this character's, you know, whatever, playing this game, you can show all your friends how great you were. The other cool thing that's going to be released is being able to stream Xbox games. So if you have a game on your Xbox and on your console there, and you want to play it in your computer, it actually can stream it from the Xbox to your computer, and you can play it on your computer or tablet or whatever.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. A lot of people will be excited for that. Let's talk about how the upgrade's going to work and Let's talk about the process of upgrading from Windows 7 or Windows 8 to Windows 10. Do we know anything about that yet?
Yes, we have a little bit of information. What was kind of a surprising announcement by Microsoft is they're going to actually be giving Windows 10 for free for people who are using Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, and they're going to be allowing this for the first year that Windows 10 is out. And this is providing that it's compatible with your system, so you know that would have to be a newer system. But that's actually pretty exciting. So it gives these people the newest, latest, greatest operating system, and not have to spend money for it. The next question probably is, well, when is it coming out? And unfortunately, Microsoft hasn't given a firm date. there's a lot of speculation. Some people think that it might be as early as second quarter, but most people that I've read seem to think that it's going to be more like October of this year.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's exciting for sure when a new Windows version comes around, and I'm sure that they are trying to make quite a bit of hype out of it. It seems Apple's had some success doing similar things with their products and releases, so we're excited for it, and we look forward to hearing more about it as it comes closer. And I know we'll just tease maybe our next version of Tech Talk, because along with this you were talking about the HoloLens. Tell me about this.
Yes.
Just in brief.
It's really cool. You know, Microsoft announced this along with Windows 10, and it's going to be some holographic glasses that you can see through, and you can use your hands and stuff to manipulate what you're seeing on your glasses. It's going to be really fun.
All right, we'll maybe talk more about that in a later edition of Tech Talk. Scott, if folks have questions about Windows 10 or any other computer issues that they might be having, tell us how they can get a hold of Computers and Beyond.
Sure. You know, we're located on East College Drive. Next to Bagels and Brew, and our phone number is 507-929-3631. Our hours are 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, and Thursdays we're actually open until 8, and on Saturdays 10 to 3.
All right, very good, Scott. Good to have you back in with us. We'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Sounds great. We'll see you then.
Scott Moat with Tech Talk here on our stations of Marshall Radio.